The Cleveland Browns come and visit you. You don't have to travel across the country. The Browns come and visit you. What was that experience like? What was the visit like?
Oh, absolutely. It went so good. With, Mr. Farmer, Coach Pettine, Coach Shanahan, Coach Logan's, they're all out here. So it was good to, be able to go to dinner with them last night and then, work out for them today. And everything went great. It went exactly how we wanted it to. And now, of course, we just wait till May and see how they're feeling.
Darryl Loggins is a great story. He's a kid from Abilene, Texas. And, Alex, I think you know the answer to this. He holds the record for most games played in at the University of Arkansas. You know what position he played?
No.
A holder for place kicks and field goals.
Oh, wow.
But let me just say this to you, Derek. He is really a smart, sharp guy. He is really good. And, if you're if they're fortunate enough to draft you, like I hope they are, you're going to have a really good football coach, Darryl Loggins.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Derek, what are the things when a team comes to visit you? Can you tell our listeners and all those Browns fans out there that are listening, what did they do exactly with you during their time there?
Yeah, so whatever, Coach Shanahan, he kind of really ran the workout. Everyone was standing there and, talking, of course, giving their input and things they wanted to see and those things. But, Coach Shanahan runs the workout, and so we do do their drills, and, they really want to tire you out. So that when you're doing the individual drills, they really try and tire you out. See how you're feeling, really grind you a little bit. And then you go into throwing routes. You throw routes and, while you're tired, like a football game. So they want to see you throw routes. And then after the routes, you do some bootlegs. So after all that, you do some bootlegs. They want to see how you move on the run when you're tired. And, you do those things, and if they want to see anything else, say, hey, you tell them, hey, then we do some reads, that they have. And then again, after the reads, then they say, if you want to see anything else, we'll show you whatever you want to see to make you feel comfortable. That's one thing. I want every team to feel like they got to see everything they wanted, when they leave Fresno. And so it was great. It was a great experience.
And don't they bring some cut-ups along and ask you some things about why did you throw to this receiver, why did you do this particular thing against Wyoming or whatever it may be?
Oh, absolutely. They go through those kind of things. Some teams will have you learn, of course I won't get into who, but, some teams get into, they give you some of their information, and they want you to learn their stuff. And then they turn the cut-ups on and say, okay, where would you throw the ball based on the mini playbook that we gave you. And so they test you in so many different ways, and rightfully so. I think they should, especially when you're looking to draft a franchise quarterback. You should take every possible, precaution and, strategy that you can to see, what these guys know about football.